This is Gamercast episode 301. Rome 2 goes to Tunisia. This is the show recorded on the 2nd of July, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. What's happening?
Not much. We're at episode 301 now. I convinced Paul to not stop. But yeah, not much is up, really. Quite a short show this week, please, because there's actually not too much news. And
not too much news? We've got the MechWarrior news to talk about?
The Horizon.
Like, do I buy the Legendary Founders Pack or not?
£80
for a free game?
Now for the news.
Yeah, so the only important bit of news this week. No offense, other things. No offense, dwarfs and Dead or Alive. I've bought Dead or Alive games in the past. I don't want to buy another one. Rome 2 Total War has been announced.
Total War Rome
2. No. I'll be 6 feet in the cold earth before I call it that.
Total War Rome 2.
No. It's Rome 2.
Total War Rome 2.
No.
Total War Rome 2.
No.
Total War Rome 2.
No.
I'm going to stop. I'm like a tape. I'll repeat.
That's the way it should be.
Okay.
In it. You can't change it halfway through it, you know?
It's their choice. They make the games.
No, I buy the game. It's my choice.
Okay.
I own it.
Okay.
Exactly. So yeah, Total War Rome 2 has been announced. Sure. I say announced. They've released a lame...
Well, they've announced it. It wasn't announced before, was it?
I suppose not, apart from all the leaks. Mm. They released a video which is... How can I say this? Not the game.
Action.
Which is a bunch of actors pretending to be Roman.
I'm sure it's trying to show you the kind of themes within the game. Well, because their tagline at the end is, how far will you go for Rome?
I ain't going to Rome. Bad enough having to go to work in the morning.
I'll go to Rome.
I ain't going there.
Should we get some nice pictures?
IGN annoyingly seems to have an exclusive on all the content. The content being like two screenshots?
No, those screenshots are up everywhere else. They came out with a press release.
Okay, so the press release had two screenshots with them.
Yeah, there's box art with the press release.
Both screenshots are of Carthage, hence the title of this episode.
And so a logo, of course, and concept art. Sorry, I was just saying what they released.
Yeah, I don't care about the game. Yeah?
IGN
we don't care about the fluff.
Well, IGN seemed to have the exclusive on the live-action trailer, though.
On the video, which we can
because
do
because they're the only people that have it. They've got it on their website and through their YouTube. I was just saying. I'm sure, though, someone's probably already downloaded it off their YouTube channel and put it up somewhere.
I already have. It's on the Gamercast channel.
No, it's not.
It could be if I could be bothered to click 7 or 8 buttons, which is required to steal it and upload it.
Nah, we're fine. Anyway, you'd rather see the game itself, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't care about the fluff, man. Get to the game. So, two in-game screenshots, neither of which are particularly...
I think they look quite good.
Wait, I mean, it looks
because
good.
They're, like,
the environments are very detailed.
Expansive, yeah.
You know, the city actually looks like a city rather than a couple of buildings.
With a building on it.
But, you know, you can't really, like, the... IGN's preview goes in about how all the different soldiers have facial animations and how they're really all super detailed soldiers and everything. You can't see any of that in the screenshots. It just looks like normal Total War with slightly more detail
in
the background.
Well, because if they were really zoomed in, you'd just see a soldier.
So?
And maybe they don't want to do that. Well, obviously, you know, they're going to show gameplay at some point and then
no,
you just
now.
See it.
Now.
I mean, IGN have seen it, but... You know, you just haven't yet, and, you know, we can't really do anything about that.
So, new addition to the game. You can now have sea-based landings. What are they called? Aquaman landings, where the soldiers are Aquaman and run on shore. So that's a new addition to the gameplay. Don't really know much in the way of specifics, other than some sort of loose term saying, oh, yeah, we're going to make the stuff we had in Shogun... Windsor wants to know when we're finishing our game of Shogun.
Friends
Shut up, Windsor.
Allies?
They've said it's going to have a brand new AI, obviously new graphics engine, maybe multiplayer that doesn't desync all the time, these sort of additions. So yeah, we'll obviously find out more about it in the future. Windsor, we'll finish our game of Shogun at some point when I can be bothered.
They said like they're trying to do really good scaling on it. I saw on one website.
Scaling as in low end.
Yeah, so low end players can play it too. However, I don't know how low end that means, because of course it does look.
Well, yeah. Amusingly, there was one guy saying he had one RAM in his computer.
One RAM.
One RAM? What's that?
I mean, I'm sure it would just drop down the depth of field and stuff like that, so you just can't see that much.
Well, no, you want to keep that. You just drop the level of detail.
Or on the, like, meshes.
Yeah, just low your low polygon blobs, and then just copy them. All running exactly the same.
Yeah, so it's been given a release date of 2013 for anyone who can read Roman numerals from the end of the trailer.
Everyone can read Roman numerals.
Not everyone can GTA IV.
That's kids.
Well, not everyone.
Do you have GTA IV in stock?
Not everyone's taught Roman numerals these days, it seems.
Or why be taught Arabic numerals and not
yes,
Roman?
Yes, but they're cool to know, because then when you watch a TV show, you can tell what it says at the end.
I'm sorry, you learn it at school, don't you?
Yeah, you do learn it in primary school. But I guess some kids, well, not all kids pay attention in school, do they? And as well as that, on I think it was on IGN's
preview. I mean, heck, this very game, it's Rome 2. Anything with 2 or 3 as a Roman numeral.
Well, people can get that. But it's when V's come into it and M's and C's, then people get confused. Or kids get confused.
What about these funny squiggles that I'm writing in the chat room right now? How are you supposed... What the hell is that? I mean, what does that mean? It's like a funny
so,
S.
So, Rome 2...
S-S-O. So.
Paul.
Who so, knows, man? Who knows?
So, according to the IGN article, because they spoke to CA... They're currently looking at a Christmas release in 2013, so quite some time away. As apparently it's only been in development for 8 months so far. But of course there is no set date as of yet, which is why they put 2013. At the end of the live action trailer.
Is the live action trailer worth watching? No.
Alright. High production.
Yeah, they obviously spent / wasted too much money on it. Should have just got Baldrick to do a time team in some like Roman finds in the ground and just put at the end of that and just put Rome 2 up.
What?
You don't even have to pay him, just nick some footage from time team.
With the creepy man, the Somerset, was there a Somerset man?
Don't mess with the Somerset man. the chat room says, boo, I want Total War, Total Recall. We don't want that terrible game.
That's only because you don't like Total Recall.
It's terrible. Like, what is the first thing I ever said about that film? Can you recall?
I don't know. I know you said something when it was on the other night about... What were you talking about Armageddon? Oh, no, that was about
I
the
I was
thing,
comparing it to Armageddon and how terrible
was that
it
was. Total Recall? Were you saying that about The Thing?
The Thing? No, The Thing's cool, man. It's got that guy in it. The guy who got killed at the start. Whatever his name is.
Or a future Total War, as Shah has said in the chat room. Which, of course, is how Age of Empires was going to supposedly go until they...
Well, I did see in an interview that they said they thought they might do a World War One game.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said they should do. Yeah, many years ago, I said they should.
You've always been saying that.
My idea. Credit to me, please. But they said they wouldn't be able to make it fun. If they can make it fun, let me make the game. I'll make it fun.
Well, to be
I'll just take black and white, get rid of the creature, and there's a fun game.
To be fair, like...
In it.
More people would probably rather play a World War One game or something like that as a first-person shooter and stuff, wouldn't they?
What?
Maybe that's what...
A World War One game is a first-person shooter. Are you serious?
I don't know. I've never really...
I'm in my trench all day.
Well, okay, yeah, that's more World War II.
6 months later. Oh, no, I see someone. Oh, back in my trench.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
Now, see, that would be good. Because the thing is, yeah, you have to keep the battle mobile, or else you lose your momentum and then you're bogged down, and then you have to throw loads of resources into it to get things moving again. It'd be really good. You know, you have to blow all your research trying to make a tank, and then you go, and it, or just get a tractor and put the predator on it.
When did the predator come into play?
The predator's always about in me. That's why the remains of him are like 30,000 year old underground monuments and pyramids. So predator's always about. He could appear at any moment. And obviously, since Sega owned the rights to AVP, we could do the ultimate mishmash of, you know, Rome 2 Total War, the proper name, versus Predator. One Predator single-handedly hunts down all the cool centurions and all the other people in Rome. That'd be totally awesome.
But you make love it predators, don't
still
you?
Make it as a real-time strategy game now, and you just control your Predator man.
Surely a Predator's overpowered.
No, look how slow they are.
Yeah, but they've got lasers.
They take out one person at a time.
Romans don't have weapons like that, or technology like that.
The Predator uses a spear and discs. The Romans have both of those.
He's got his laser thing.
The laser's laser smasher. That gives his position
away.
And he's
invisible. Romans can't go invisible.
Yeah, but when you've got 10,000 people you're against, they're just going to rush him.
Yeah, but you could just have a Predator go invisible, sneak around the back and stealth them all.
Not in the middle of a field.
Yeah, you could, because he'd be invisible. And
in the middle of the field,
he wouldn't notice
soldiers all around him. Rush.
Or, you know, laser. Pew! Okay, cool. We done on room 2? Also, though, I suppose...
No, I want my Sega Ultimate compilation game. It should have Sonic, the Predator... and some Roman dude in it.
There's an event...
Just imagine Sonic running around.
There's an event happening on Friday/Saturday called Res down in Brighton, which is being done by the Eurogamer/Rock Paper Shotgun guys. And they've actually got...
Rock Paper Lizard Spock.
Isn't it something else? Rock Paper something?
Lizard. Rock Paper Stone Lizard Spock.
Okay.
Rock, paper, stones, lizard, spot.
Wait, rock, paper, stones. Anyway, yeah, there's an event called Res happening.
And do that, you
on
win.
The Friday, which is the 6th of July, so this Friday, Creative Assembly actually have a talk going on about 25 years of Creative Assembly, as well as sharing their future or something like that. So that could be hinted in some way.
They have come a long way from making Rugby 2001.
Yeah, it could be quite cool because they might do like a whole kind of little montage of everything they've done.
Rugby 2001. Yeah.
But yeah, lots of people seem to be excited about Rome 2 though, looking at the interwebs. And not as many people are disappointed that it's a live action trailer, I've noticed. Some people have been like, where's the gameplay? Where's the gameplay?
Where's the
like
game?
Like I imagine Paul would be, where's the gameplay? Where's the gameplay?
In fact, I was so annoyed, I was tempted to post on the Horsham Twitter feed, where's the game?
Where's the game?
Question mark.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll show game soon. We got some screenshots, you can see that. Zoom in a bit, then it starts getting pixelated. They're pretty high-res screenshots, though.
Just give me the bits, I'll take my own screenshots.
Give you the bits?
Yeah.
The bits?
Yeah, the code in it.
Oh, okay. Anyways, so next up,
bits.
Some Indie Royale news. They've done a new bundle called the Summer Bundle, which includes...
Summer, yeah, it looks summer out the window, yeah.
Includes 8 games in total, which is Harvest Massive Encounter, The Journey Down Chapter 1, Serious Sam 2, Gundemonium Recollection, Gun Deadly something. Hitagata Happa, Acceleration of Suguri X Edition, and Dino Run Special Edition. I'm not sure what Dino Run is.
It's like Dino D-Day, only without Nazis, I guess.
So yeah, there's a new Indie Royale bundle, so go on indieroyale.com or .co.uk, whichever it is, and you can check that out. I'm not sure what it's going for, because I haven't really had a proper look, and as usual, they have bonuses like soundtracky stuff.
Should
you do that? And of course, some are redeemable on Steam, some are Desura. Most of the games are available on Windows, Macintosh, and some R-Rain were on Linux as well. And then next up, Newsrise, which is cool news. There's something else I should put in there too. Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. It's such a hard thing for me to say because all those W's.
Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch.
I'm bad with W's when they're in multiples.
World Wide Web.
So yes, for Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch, they have announced a lovely looking collector's edition called the Wizards Edition. I thought you were going to show something, and it's like, no, you've got a dude. What is he, like a llama?
It's a dog or something.
Some kind of animal thing, like a kangaroo. So the Wizards Edition is featuring a few things. Namco haven't announced a retailer or a price yet for it. They have said it's a European edition only at the moment, so they'll have to announce one for America if they do want it over there. And it will include a... What was the book called? The Wizard's Companion, which is a large hardback book which features 300 plus pages of... It's got like a bestiary in it, items, spells, information on the other world, which is the world that Oliver, the little protagonist, is within. And so it's like a replica of the book that he's got in the game, and it's supposed to be as helpful and really cool, and it looks really nice, and it's 300 pages and it's hardback, so it's really, really nice. And then you also get a plush of, what's his name?
Sonic.
Drippy, who's Oliver's kind of companion throughout the game. He's like a little short monster dude with an elephant-like snout. And you get a little plush of that, and of course you don't get many plushies in collector's editions, really. And then you also get two pieces of DLC, which is Golden Might and Golden Drongo. And they're exclusive DLC, apparently, so whether they'll release them again later, who knows. Oh, they're also doing some special pre-order DLC too, called Flutterbee and Griffey, who will be for specific retailers. But yeah, and the Wizards Edition comes in a really nice box. It looks really nice, and I look forward to pre-ordering one when the pre-orders are up. It's coming out January 25th on PlayStation 3 only, as it's PlayStation 3 exclusive. However, there is of course a DS version coming out, but the DS version has not been announced for the UK, sadly. Maybe they'll release it. I suppose it all depends on how well the PS3 version does. I hope you do well. So next up, another collector's edition news. The Resident Evil 6 collector's edition has been announced to be exclusive for game stores.
Game.
Yep, that plays game. So, I mean, it's an expensive collector's edition, and I don't feel it includes enough to warrant its price.
It needs that guy. What's his name? Mr. Predator? Whoa,
whoa, whoa. You want to put the Predator in everything. So the Resident Evil 6 collector's edition that's exclusive to game...
Sorry, I've got the urge to play AVP.
...has a price point of £130, so the expensive end of collector's editions. It comes with... there's an art book in there, but nothing details the kind of the page numbers or stuff like that. If I click on product details, will that show me? There we go. So you get an art book. It comes with a steel book for the game, as well as the standard game. It comes in some special box, which they've called Needle Bomb Collector's Box. And then you also get some Resident Evil 6 Forces emblems, which are high-quality enameled zinc alloy emblems of the three main protagonists, so Leon, Chris, and Jake. And it's of their squad insignias mounted onto a frame, authenticated with signatures and numbered. So that's quite nice. And then you get a hoodie, which is a one-size-fits-all hoodie. So a massive hoodie, which says Ivy University on it. It's a tall... Ivy University Tall Oaks sweatshirt, which is related to the game. And then you also get Avatar DLC code. They haven't really said what the Avatar DLC is. But £130, which is quite expensive. Wouldn't you say? Quite pricey?
£130? Yes.
I'd say it's expensive. Yeah, so that's been announced. You can go pre-order it on the game website now. That's for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Or you can keep an eye on Ni No Kuni and wait for that one to get a store. I thought I'd just mention this briefly, although I'm not a fan of it because it's Origin. So EA and, well, I suppose EA because it's Origin related, and a studio called E1 Studio, who are based in Kuala Lumpur, if that's how I'd say it. Have announced that they're releasing, they've released and you can buy their adventure game Hoodwink.
Sorry, the reason Catherine was suddenly delayed Origin. Was because she read a message that says need at least one 137 reference from Paul.
137. Is that a story?
I've said it. That is dumb.
Okay.
Now we need a 583 reference.
Yes. So there, it's an adventure game. You can watch the trailer for it if you type Hoodwink. I suppose you might want to put E1 in or Origin or something like that, or adventure game into YouTube, and you can find the trailer. It's a cell shaded style adventure game. It looks quite cute and it seems quite funny as well. It looks like it's got some really nice writing to it, and it's available on Origin for £9.99.
Origin
exclusive to Origin. It was written by, well, the person that wrote the kind of script was Chris Kuok. I don't know.
Chris Spock.
They call him CK at their studio. And they say it's got a mix of acidic humour inspired by Red Dwarf and Terry Pratchett's... why did they put Grant Naylor's and Terry Pratchett's? So Red Dwarf in Discworld. I thought it looked really cool and I'm actually quite tempted to buy it, but I need to figure out my Origin login because I signed up ages ago and I don't know what it is. And yeah, they're an indie studio, so it's quite nice because, of course, they've EA/Origin said they were going to do some kind of indie-related stuff on Origin, obviously to compete with Steam. But I think that's really nice, and the game actually looks quite interesting. Okay, so next up, I suppose this is a bit of a brief one. The Walking Dead Episode 2 is out. It came out last week. If you are a PSN owner in the UK, sadly, I don't think it's out yet. However, it came out on 360 on Wednesday, came out on Steam last Friday, and you can also get it off Telltale Store. On 360 again, it's 400 Microsoft points. Just not entirely sure on PSN though. But yeah, Walking Dead Episode 2, I really enjoyed it at E3, and the first 15 minutes that I got to see of it. And I need to play the rest so I can see how it pans out. But yeah, you can pick that up now. I recommend it. Everyone that I know that's played it are like, I need episode 3 now. Mm. Hopefully it won't be so far apart. But I don't mind waiting for something that's good. Good things come to those who wait. Is that like a slogan from like some alcoholic beverage? Yeah. Like advert. Wow.
Well, Catherine's an alcoholic. This confirms my mother's suspicions.
Doesn't it just mean I watch too many adverts?
Well, you do park yourself in front of the TV too much.
Well, it's right there in front of me on the sofa.
See, when you were away, the TV wasn't on once. Mm-hmm. Not once in 10 days was that TV required. Why have a TV when I have my computers?
So, next up, Tecmo Koei have announced a Dead or Alive 5 Collector's Edition.
Yay!
For people in Europe. So, the Collector's Edition is available in the UK exclusively through Centresoft.
Who?
I'm not sure. And includes the game. You get a set of premium swimsuits for the full cast of female characters. Of course, not for the men, apparently. Only the females. What if ladies want the guys in, like... swimsuits. I don't know.
Hey, boy.
No. You get a...
You're not going to see Hayu Ryobusu Man in a thing, are you?
But some of the characters you would, like Zack, he's a bit weird. You get a hardcover art book that has the game's rich imagery, apparently. The soundtrack on a CD, and a full-colour poster of the Dead or Alive 5 cast, all in a high-quality embossed metal case. So that's different, because there hasn't really been any Dead or Alive collector's editions in the UK before.
Indeed.
Next up, this was just a brief announcement because I just kind of I watched a bit of the trailer. So there's a game. Well, there's a kind of game slash social thing. I'm not entirely sure. Coming out called Alt Minds, which is like what well, Alt, as in like Alt on a keyboard, Alt Tab, and it's like a social media web. TV game thing, which is an adventure game because it's by Alexis Numeric, and they're teaming up with Orange, I believe, as in the phone company Orange.
So I'm not just teaming up with a random colour. I'm teaming up with blue.
I'm going with red. And yeah, they're making this kind of weird adventure game, which is live action. There's a trailer up that you can watch for it. But it starts in autumn this year, and it's available in English, French, German, and Spanish. If you have a look at it, because it's not that easy to explain, because it's kind of like a cross-media game, really. Or they're trying to jump into cross-media game stuff. Then, next up, Mush, which I will be previously mentioning later on as well, has been given a release date, which is a upcoming...
Catherine's getting freaked out.
Upcoming Windows Phone game made by some students from University of Wales Newport, and they took part in Dare to Be Digital and made a game out of it. And
what? You talk, I'm talking to the chat.
They made a game out of it, and it's finally coming out on Windows Phone. It's an Xbox Live game, so it's got achievements, and it's got a really cute art style. Like, it's super flat, 2D rich looking colours, and has nice little gestures on the phone, as well as using the tilt sensor to control the character. There's like, you draw a smiley face and he floats, and you draw a sad face and he falls down, and you can shake it and he gets confused. And it's just a really cute looking game, but it's coming out on the 4th of July. Coming out on the 4th of July, which is of course this week, but so I'm going to mention it again later in releases, but I thought I'd just give the game a little mention in the news, as it was news that it's got a release date. I had a little play of it at E3, and it was quite nice, and I look forward to buying a copy, although sadly there is no
look forward to the fun game.
There's no price point for it as of yet.
Shame.
Yes. Next up, Calypso and Candy Gun Games have announced a new game called Dollar Dash, which is
Dollar Dash.
So Candy Gun Games are the people that made Deadblock, and they've made a new fast-paced multiplayer versus game called Dollar Dash. You have to attack, defend, or outrun your competitors and steal and deposit as much cash as possible in your getaway vehicle.
Steal money, so
it's all about taking
that.
Money and we trying to get as money. Much of it as possible. But they're like cute little stereotypical burglar people. So like
new boss Super Mario. Well, they think I've started name that game.
Oh.
So Baxter's guessing now.
Great.
Don't be mean to my friends in the chat room.
Well, no, it's like you're being mean to me as well, saying, well, we don't care about your news, we want to do name that game. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about Mech Warrior.
Yeah, so with Dollar Dash, you can play it with three players who are friends.
So that means it's
online,
a four-player game.
Or you can do it with AI bots. It looks really cute. They're like the Hamburglar or whatever it is.
The Hamburglar?
Like the one from The Simpsons. See, because he's just got a little cap on and he's got a 5 o'clock shadow and they've got little black things over their eyes and multicolored jumpers.
So it looks like a burglar person?
A burglar. It's got drop-in, drop-out multiplayer as well, so it's quick.
The Mech Warrior.
And there's no official release as of yet, but it's coming out later this year on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network, as well as Windows. And yeah, it's just like a little fast competitive multiplayer game, which looks pretty fun. Next up, A Game of Dwarves. I played this at a Paradox event and it was totally addictive.
Interactive.
And what A Game of Dwarves is kind of like a...
A game?
Well, it's not really a dwarf simulator. People say dwarf fortress, but I don't really...
Dwarf simulator?
It's not a dwarf simulator. So you have dwarves, and you make them mine, and... do other crap. So
yeah,
like,
we need a dwarf simulator.
It's like dwarfs versus orcs, so the orcs have taken over.
Damn,
and so
dwarf.
You can come across random orcs and you have to kill them. So you've got warriors to take out the orcs. You've got crafters to make things. It's just a really fun game because you kind of just end up digging. It's like digging in Terraria or Minecraft. You just get addicted to digging. And they have now announced that they're...
Why didn't you say that at the start?
Fine, sorry. They've got a closed beta which you can sign up for if you go on the Paradox Interactive / beta, whatever it is, link, website, thingamajig. And you can sign up for the beta of it, which finishes the sign-up process, that is. Today. So if you're listening live now, you can sign up for the beta. If not, you know, you kind of...
So I need to sign up for Game of Dwarfs the second I finish this.
It's really cool. I really enjoyed it. But
it's
coming
Terraria.
Out. It's coming out
with dwarfs.
It's coming out. Well, you kind of control the dwarfs as well.
So it's like lemmings. As well.
Don't do that. It's like lemmings. Well, no, you don't control the lemmings.
Oh, I'm very well.
Do you? You don't control the lemmings.
You don't know what to do, though, don't you?
Yeah, but only with abilities.
Oh, then what do I do with these dwarves?
Well, with
then?
These dwarves, you get new ones spawn when you get 500 gold, and then you can turn them into a certain type when they get enough XP.
I want my dwarves.
And so then you can just tell them to go mine and dig and shit. But you have to remember to put ladders down, because if you dig them down a hole, they can get stuck and starve to death.
So just like, do that.
Like with The Sims, you can just kill them.
So it's like The Sims, Lemmings, and Terraria, but with dwarves? Give me a few
the thing is that, of course, in Terraria, you can build a building. You can't build a building in this
because
you're within
build.
Mines. However, you can decorate your mines.
If you're in the ground.
But it's a really fun little game, and it's coming out the fourth quarter of this year if you don't get in the beta.
I bring you Ironforge.
And then finally, the last piece of news I have, there's a Deponia demo out, which you can download. It has the first chapter of the game in it, offering 30 to 45 minutes of gameplay. Deponia, for anyone who doesn't know, is the newest adventure game from Daedalic Entertainment. They are, of course, known for doing the lovely Whispered World, and Deponia has the exact same gorgeous style of art that makes it just look amazing. It's a fun little game with some odd characters, but you can download a demo and give it a play, because adventure games are cool, and it's 2D, and it looks lovely.
Simon and Sorcerer is a cool game. Let's all play that. The first one.
Yeah,
Simon
and Sorcerer is good.
So are we done with the news, are we?
Yeah, that's it for the news.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So yeah, last week we had a fun clip of sound. It was this.
Come in, Mother 2. Alpha 9 in position. Transactions in progress. Three vehicles parked around the building. Two hostiles guard the entrance and tangos spread across the area. I do not have an FOV on the target.
Roger that, Alpha 9. Keep that building in your sights. Switch to frequency 8 and monitor the situation.
Got that, Mother 2. Switching to frequency 8.
Shut up, Mother 2! So that game, as one person, Matt someone or other, not Matt Windsor, different Matt. Hey, are you paying attention to me?
Yep, I'm listening.
Is Chapman paying attention to me? Guessed correctly that it was Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one, not the second one coming out next month. Bax Beta says Star Wars no. Shut up, fool. So yeah, GZ to Matt. This week we've got Sonic a little bit more retro. Clues. It is related to a sporting event starting soon.
Where is it going?
It's similar to a game that came out
recently.
I'm like a flower.
Yeah, you're like a flower.
Flower of doom. Similar to a game that came out recently, only good. I.e., you could do the game's multiplayer, split screen, or one after another.
Damn it.
Stop cheating.
No, I'm not cheating, I'm just looking at Facebook.
If you think you know what it is, you need to guess now. Five.
So was this the game that you were talking about? saying could do it.
Seven.
When we played said game.
Two.
Yeah.
Five.
Because I can't remember what that game was called.
Ah. So yeah, yesterday, we'll give you a clue. It's an Olympics game. It's not Ghostbusters. Olympics game. The reason I actually thought of this is yesterday we were playing the new London 2012 game. And you can't do the actual Olympic Games multiplayer. You can only pick specific events to do it multiplayer.
Or do the challenges.
And you just want to commit suicide because I can't do the Olympic Games. I can't play this multiplayer unless I pick a specific event. Or a challenge, which is a couple of different events. So yeah, this is actually an Olympic game, which is good. And I purchased it from the little independent computer game store near Tesco in Yeovil to shut down years ago. For the something.
Damn it.
No, it's not Chips Windsor, you silly
baby. I don't remember what the hell it was called. You said what it was called to me and I've forgotten. Could it be that?
You're not actually going to listen to the chat room, are you?
I know it was, it would have maybe been on the Master System.
I like how people are just listing different games now.
Can I go with that Barcelona 1992 one? Well, whatever it is.
Yep.
Barcelona Master System game.
Mario Olympic Games? We're definitely going to write that down.
Nintendo. Did you actually write Nintendo, or was that an accident?
That's me writing that. Don't worry.
I know what he means. Nintendo.
Nintendo did take it as these quests for them. Right, that's it. No more guesses from the chat room. You only have one guess. It's getting silly when everyone guesses 10 times. So you got your first guess. People listening to the show, feedback at gamercast.net. That's where you can email your guess.
A hint. I reckon it was on the Mars system.
I did have a Master System, but I also had a Saturn.
Yes.
Which I also bought games from the same place.
So I don't think it was one of Paul's Maybe. Archimedes games.
No, but I had all shooters and stuff on the PC.
It would have been...
Matt Winter Pro Wheeljet
2. Master System game. As a hint.
For watching the YouTube video, if I ever bother to upload it, which I probably won't.
Did we upload last week's?
It's on there, but I haven't published it, because it needs the show notes and everything.
Oh, I can do that, can I?
And it needs to write times in the show notes, which I get really bored of doing. Yeah, comment on that, and maybe someone will tell me. Otherwise, use the website, www.gamercast.net. Leave a message on there, on this week's episode in particular, would be helpful, so we know what I should guess them for. And you will get the GZ if you're right next week. I would tell you right now, the chat room is all over the place, and I'm not leaving them much hope, to be honest. So yeah, good luck for next week, everyone.
New releases this week.
So what's coming out this week?
Not a huge
the
amount.
The Secret World.
So yeah, The Secret World's come out, which EA have... had people working on for ages. It is EA still, isn't it? The Secret World?
EA.
This is like one of their upcoming MMOs.
My show, boy. My show.
But to be fair, not that much is really... Well, like, stuff hadn't been said about it for ages, and then all of a sudden they're like...
Stop reading the chat room. I'm putting the chat room away.
It's all about, like, secret societies in a secret war.
Secret societies.
Through a secret world. But it's an MMO.
We rolled a fantastic
I've kind
game.
Of lost interest in MMOs. Have you?
MechWarrior Online
is
an MMO.
Yeah, okay.
And The Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that looks good. I do agree. I did quite like the look of Elder Scrolls Online. Yeah, so that's coming out on Windows. Then we've got Dead Island Game of the Year Edition. This is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, PC. This means Dead Island will finally become cheap because they'll have more copies out there.
Maybe.
It's £15 on all websites at the moment. So that's pretty darn cheap, if you ask me. It's got two pieces of DLC that came out, which is the Rider White DLC and the Bloodbath Arena. And it's Game of the Year Edition for anyone who did not manage to pick up the game first time it came out and would like to pay about £15 for it, which is pretty cheap. Then we have Awesome Game, Theatre Rhythm Final Fantasy, which I can't wait to play because then finally I don't have to pay my demo anymore. This is a rhythm action game based around the Final Fantasy music. Two types of gameplay.
Rhythm game, why don't you say so?
Where there's two types of gameplay, where there's just tapping, and then there's also tapping but following where the path of the thing goes. There are also like swipes and holds, and holds with swipes.
Damn
dwarf! Things. But of course, it's all rhythm based, so it's timing related, and it works really well for anyone who has played Final Fantasy games in the past. Because, of course, in a rhythm game, if you know the music, you're going to do better. So this is coming out on 3DS. I'm totally looking forward to it and can't wait to get my hands on a copy. And then we've also got another rhythm game coming out called Beat the Beat Rhythm Paradise. This is the sequel to Rhythm Paradise on the DS. This is coming out on the Nintendo
Rhythm
Wii.
Paradise.
And I never thought this was going to come out, considering I was amazed we got the DS version. But it's all based on tapping the A button or the A and the B button on the Wiimote. All the games are new in Beat the Beat Rhythm Paradise, although people who have played the DS version will recognise characters, so the little guys and girls and things within the game, so like the little singing tenors and cute stuff like that, but they're not like, it's not just a rehash of the DS version. Who's Tom?
It's my replacement.
Oh, okay.
And you have to pronounce it Tahom. Tom.
Like Tom York. His name is spelled like that. But yeah, so it's another Rhythm Paradise game. It's like sequel on Wii. So if you enjoyed Rhythm Paradise, you should definitely pick this up. I would like to pick this up. so yeah, it's about, I think it's actually got a retail of about £30. Coming out on Nintendo Wii, only Nintendo Wii. Pick it up. It will be awesome. Then we've also got Tour de France 2012 coming out. We mentioned this last week and the week before. It came out on the PC first week and then on the 360 last week, and now it's coming out on the PS3 this week. This is a Tour de France cycling management simulator type game, jib-jab, where you pick your cyclists, gear, bikes, clothing, ad sponsors, I guess, and have them...
I don't know, I want this question answered. What Eastern Europine nightclub did Catherine pick Paul up from?
Why does he think you look Eastern European? What's wrong with the shirt? It's a nice shirt.
It's my gangster shirt.
What's wrong with it?
Let's talk about To the Moon.
Yes.
To the Moon!
So To the Moon is coming out, which I believe is a little RPG.
To the Moon!
Which is very story based, and I believe it's Lace Mamba releasing.
Lace Mamba.
Lace Mamba.
Iba.
Yeah, it's if I'm thinking of the same game, it's an RPG. But in that
role
kind of
role playing game.
In the kind of RPG Maker look, which people.
Damn, I was foiled by my replacement. Damn replacement! Stop ninjaing my contract.
There you go. But I know it's reviewed really well. So it's got the kind of... No one can see that. Do you know what that look is? Have you seen... It's like old... It's like,
it looks like Badger Trails really, on the Archimedes.
It's like SNES-style RPGs look. But it's also the kind of RPG Maker look that you get with kind of people-made RPGs. I mean, To the Moon is an indie game. Apparently, it's got a great little story.
We should have called the episode that. To the Moon!
And is fairly highly praised, and is finally having a retail release in the UK. I believe thanks to Lace Mamba, although I may be slightly wrong. And then we've got Mush coming out on Windows Phone. Exclusive Windows Phone game. Has Xbox Live, so it has achievements. And it looks lovely. And I'm going to pick up a copy, but I have no idea how much it's going to be.
What about Mush?
I just said.
Oh, did you? I thought you were talking about the other thing.
Yes, I did just say. Thank you, Paul.
So that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all we had to say about Mush?
I spoke about it before.
Did you? Sorry, I was talking to my fan base in the chat room. My fan base. Yes, and that's it for this week. Wow, 45 minutes. Wow, that's too long. Let's cut
it's
some stuff out.
Because we've talked about Rome for about 10, 15 minutes.
Shall I review Sonic? Shut up, Windsor. Shut up, Baxter. NDA Paul. NDA what? DFAQU. So the chat room seems to have gone insane. So we'll just minimize them now. Goodbye. So yeah, that's it for this week. Feedback, as always, can be sent to feedback@gamercast.net.
Why have I got a very small white border?
To show the selected set.
Okay, I thought you'd done something funny to the picture.
No, I can do funny stuff.
No. So our E3 giveaway competition doodad finished on the 30th. Charlotte is writing the names down and drawing them out of a hat, and she'll put videos up soon of who's won the stuff. And yeah, so I'd mention that for anyone who entered the giveaway.
Also, you can leave feedback on the website itself, or maybe on the Facebook page or the Twitter feeds or some other stuff. So yeah, that is it. Obviously, people listening live in the chat room would be hanging about for a few minutes anyway, because we always do at the end of the show to talk to our peoples in the chat rooms. Windsor guesses Olympic gold. Olympic spelt wrong.
Charlotte already suggests Olympic gold.
Wrong, Windsor.